Deputy McDonald spoke about her visit to Letterkenny and her engagement with the Chamber of Commerce there, and I've had the chance to visit the county many times, including in recent months, visited with TCS, a multinational company employing over 1,000 people now in Letterkenny, which is great to see. Have visited the hospital, met with families and have been in homes affected by mica. And I do want to acknowledge some of the real problems that the county faces, whether it's economic development or housing or the cost of living or mica. But I have to say, I don't think things are as bleak as the Deputy made out. And I know there are companies that are thinking of investing in Donegal and investing in the North West, and I hope they're not brought to meet Deputy MacDonald, because they'd probably be put off investing in the region and might choose to invest in another country instead. And far from there being mass emigration, the population in Donegal increased. We know that from the last census. Had declined in previous censuses, is actually now going up again. I think that's a positive thing. And unemployment is close to an all-time low, if not an all-time low. So I'm disappointed the Deputy had nothing good to say about Donegal in her remarks. In terms of investment in the North West, to answer her question, we'll be in the North West, or the West region tomorrow, opening the new road between Castlebar and West Portray. Looking forward to that. The biggest state investment ever in the County of Mayo, and very keen to get the A5 up and running and under construction, which will benefit North Donegal and Letterkenny. The National Broadband Plan is now a reality. Last government, which I led, chose to go ahead with that against official advice, opposed by Sinn Féin and all the other parties. I don't think anyone now seriously thinks that that was the wrong decision, because it's allowing remote working to become a real possibility in rural Ireland, allowing new businesses to be established, and helping us to get investment into rural counties. There's also the Rural Fund, which is administered by Minister Humphreys. That Department of Rural Community Development established on the day I first became Taoiseach in 2017. It's really making a difference now. It took years, but it's making a real difference. There's the IDA Regional Property Programme, building advanced factories and advanced building solutions around the country, including one we're working on in Castlebar, which I know Deputy Dillon raises with me all the time. There's the new technological universities, again making a big difference, established by the last government. In law, made a reality by this government. There's also regional aid and cross-border programmes.